Right here.
You win!
All right, what do I win?
Another beer!
It's time once again for Brew Review. Coming to you live from our Irish pub ambiance.
Yep, 4K. It's the 4K Irish pub ambiance in the basement. I love it. Right. So we got a new one. I went to go grab a six-pack, and it actually took me quite a while. I was in a lot of decision-making.
Hey, when it comes to picking the perfect beer, the decision-making process, it can be stressful.
It was a hard process. I'm like, and so, yeah, I don't know. I found this one. It's called Crooked Grin. It's from Hop and Barrel, which is in, where is it? It's Scone somewhere. Hudson, Wisconsin. The can is a green can with a little, what kind of hat is that?
It's like a bowler hat.
Like a bowler hat guy. And he's got a funny, like the Rock's raised eyebrow.
That's not a bowler hat. That's a, what do you call those hats? Not a bowler
hat. It's like a cap. I'm going to call it an old man cap.
Yeah, we'll call it an old man cap.
Old man cap.
The old Irish guy.
Yeah, the old Irish guy cap. Yeah. It says, Crooked Grin, keep your hat on. We've got your damn IPA right here. Ever get that tilt in your brim and twinkle in your dimple? Simcoe, Columbus, Amarillo, and
Centennial
will do that to a guy or gal. This thing's got enough citrus and pines for a wilderness retreat. And yeah, dude, we went West Coast style. So it's a West Coast style IPA, whatever that means.
The can, so it's got the guy on it, and it says like the Hop and Barrel. And then the whole background, it's like a, it makes me think of wallpaper.
Yeah.
It's just green.
It's a green.
That wraps around the whole can.
Yeah.
And it's just hops, like little hops.
Little hops.
Across the whole thing. So they're definitely going with the hop thing.
And it looks like it's 6%.
Nope.
Doesn't really say, it just says Hop and Barrel Brewing. 310 Second Street. All right, so let's give it a, give it a crack here. Oh yeah. It's like in unison.
Mm-hmm. That was good timing.
That was good timing. Eventually, I think I do want to do like a... We're doing the different styles of beer, but we'll have to do different styles of like IPA.
Yeah. Do like an IPA-only flight.
Yeah. Like West Coast style. I don't know what that all means, but... So this is... Yours looks lighter than mine. Why is that?
Of the lighting. I don't know.
Dude, look it.
That's weird. It really does. Same can.
How's that possible?
I have no idea.
It's like two different beers. Okay, so...
I don't know. That's really weird.
Like, very distinct. This is the first time.
Did it sound different? Did it pour different? I don't know. Oh, here. Get this. I'm going to pour some more of these smoked almonds in the dish. Yeah. I think I've eaten half this bag.
So, mine, I poured, and it's a dark
yours
red.
Is like super dark.
It's a super dark red, and yours is a pale yellow.
But they're from the exact same.
It's from the exact same. Yours is the same can, the same, right?
But it smells like hops.
Let me smell yours. We're gonna do a different. We're gonna do a taste.
That's weird. It smells the same.
Yeah, it smells the same. All right, so you taste yours. I'll taste mine.
I don't understand.
Compare.
I'm like dumbfounded. So when we
I've never
it,
had
when
that
we
happen.
It, we'll switch cans.
Yeah.
Because I didn't pour the whole can. Neither did we.
Let's do that. Let's finish it and then we'll switch cans. Yeah.
Well, after this whole weird twist of fate, let's...
Here we go.
I guess, huh?
Very IPA. Hoppy.
Mm-hmm. But not bitter.
Not bitter.
Hmm.
Kind of malty. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't know if yours is. Mine, like...
Mine doesn't taste malty. I definitely get the... The hops, but not like I'm chewing on them.
This isn't as thick as like a Furious.
No, not even close.
Because I was just thinking that I had one the other day and it was like a 7%, and you can just tell. I mean, anything over like 6.5-7% is a totally different taste because of the amount of alcohol in it.
That's really good.
I definitely get pine. I get like a piney.
Mine tastes really hoppy.
Yeah,
which is interesting because. The color is different.
This is really funny.
Like, I definitely get pine needles and hops.
I've never...
I don't get any malt. I'm really not tasting malt at all. Just hops and pine.
This will go down.
Pine needles and hops.
This will go down in brewer review history as we poured really the fun. Same six pack and it's two different beers. Yeah,
that is weird. But it is
it's smooth
good and the flavor is good.
The flavor is good. So it doesn't feel like, you know, we say it all the time, you could drink more than, you could have a few of these and not feel like it's heavy.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's not bad though. I like it. I would go, you know, I don't know. There's some that I wouldn't go out of my way to have again. That's just like a mediocre. This is what I would go out of my way to like try and find. It's good.
Mm-hmm. It is good.
This is really different. Odd. We're almost gonna have to. So when we're done here, we'll swap.
That's so weird.
We'll swap cans, but then I almost have to crack another one to see what happens. What is it gonna pour like a stout, and then we're really gonna have.
Yeah, the closest I can pick what mine tastes like is one of Summit's IPAs.
Yeah, I was gonna say the
like a
Saga. It kind of tastes like a Summit Saga to
I'm
me.
I'm thinking like almost even like a Hot Bullet.
That's close to a Saga color. This one's
that's
like
so weird because yours looks almost like a red ale.
It's just
mine mean, is pure hop.
This weird. Is, but it's good. It's not a bad good. IPA. Yeah. I've never heard of the brewery.
Man, that's funny that happened like that.
Shout out to your local liquor store off Pilot Knob. They've got quite the selection. I walked in there.
The one right here. Yeah, Farmington Liquor.
No, not that one. It was the one by Pizza Ranch.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That one has got quite a selection.
Yeah, like I walked in there thinking like, oh, I'll just grab a six pack, and I spent like 20 minutes. I think they were thinking I was underage or something. I couldn't figure out what kind of beer.
They've got a decent selection and a decent sized beer cooler. Too.
Yeah, decent sized beer cooler. So that was really good.
Yeah, that's good.
It is good. Bad. Well, this we could do a part two. We'll see if we stretch this into a part two when we sample the other. I wish I could take a picture of this and somehow.
This is so weird. It's so weird.
Post it, that's but funny. Anyway. All right. Well, this has been another successful brew review.
So we're back for this is weird. This is the first time.
Yeah, this is part two.
Let's call this brew review.
Part two.
So we switched cans for the Hop and Barrel because we were so
baffled,
flabbergasted by the fact that we got a can from the same six pack, poured them at the same time, and they came out completely different
colors. One is like dark amber, and one is light golden.
So
two completely different colors.
So we finished our glass, and then we switched cans because we didn't pour the whole can out yet, and decided to switch it up. And sure enough, this one's darker and tastes maltier. And you got the
lighter. Mine's more hoppier. Right? Mine.
That's so weird.
I'm having the lighter of the.
So this one's
crooked
different. Grin. You know, the only way to solve this mystery is to open two more cans and pour them out.
Let's do it. Let's finish this quick.
Because we have two more cans, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got four more cans.
I think that's the only way to solve
it. Yeah, this is a good part, too. All right. We're going to finish these quickly here. Because what might happen, we'll see if they pour the same color.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to open
The mystery continues. Oh, wait. We're going to switch our music. We're still on
game
show.
Yeah, let's
get
our... We're on a game show.
That just won't do.
Now, if one of these pours, like, super dark, then I'm really going to be baffled.
Yeah.
They come out of the six-pack there. Hold they on. Come out of the six
it
pack.
It sounds so weird now that we have like no background music.
Where's our Irish pub?
We're supposed to have background
music. We need to get our Irish pub music.
I don't know where it went. This is a different
Recents?
One. Cozy pub ambient. No, we don't want rain. That's weird.
Irish pub ambience.
This might be a little different than our normal.
18.
We'll see if we like it. I don't know what happened to our other one.
Oh, there's an ad. We're watching. We're watching.
I love that this is playing out on here.
We're watching Honda. Brought to you by Honda.
Let's just. Hold on. Bear with us for a second.
We have to have the right ambiance to crack the...
I don't feel right unless it's right. Oops. That's not it. And now my...
Irish...
Get the remote to do what I want it to.
Irish... Irish pub ambiance. There you go. Number three down.
Oh, there it is.
Perfect.
Perfect. All right. Found again.
Here it is.
And
there it is.
There we go.
In 4K.
And we're back.
To our... first brought to you by Din Rider Studio Worlds. I don't know. Here we go. And it's back.
It's funny because it starts out with just some talking. Yeah. And then when the music kicks in, it really gets lively.
So which one do you think you're going to get? Now, right.
It's just so...
This is can number so weird. Two and...
And they're from the... Or three again, they're from the same six pack.
Same six pack.
All right, let's do it. See what let's happens. Just find out what happens.
All right, so let's pour same time.
Okay, this now light. This one's clear.
It's the clear. I had the variant of the red.
Look at this one. This almost looks more clear than the last one.
At least they're the same color, though. I really think the one that we had that was the, same the one that we had. It's you're right, though. Yours is a little.
It looks like
yours is a little lighter than this.
It's like every can has a little variation.
Okay, so that's two different beers, right? This looks weird. That's a little redder.
Yeah,
and that's golden.
This one looks even lighter than the one we had last time.
You're right.
That is odd. Here comes the music.
So whoever's brewing this beer.
It's like you got a pour from the bottom of the kit, the brew kettle, and the rest of these are from the top.
It's just as hoppy as before.
This one's not hoppy. This one, it tastes like a light beer with not as much hop.
Are you kidding? There's no hop to yours?
Here, drink from the can, since I didn't pour the whole can on. It's got hop, but not like the last one.
Oh, I don't know.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe it's different. In the glass, but...
No, it tastes different. It tastes different than this.
It's not as hoppy.
Drink that.
It's definitely not as hoppy. That one's hoppier.
This is weird. It's the same six-pack. Who knows? It's the same six-pack. I don't understand.
It's a mystery. How weird.
So here's I've never the deal. Opened a six-pack.
Go and get yourself a six-pack of Hop and Barrel... Crooked Grin and enjoy six different beers.
Six different beers, six different colors, six different tastes out of the same so six pack. Weird. The one that I had the first time was like dark red.
Yeah, it was.
Yours looks like a Coors different. Light.
Yeah.
And this looks like
yours
a.
Yours looks like somewhere like a Summit. Like a honey blonde ale.
Yeah. Like a pale ale. Mine looks like a pale ale. Yours looks like a Coors so Light.
I don't understand.
This is a brew review mystery. But I think we've cracked the case. Yeah. Go get a six pack of Crooked Grin.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like this is I'm at a disadvantage.
And we're live. All right, so we're back for a new bit. So I happened to be looking out of the corner of my eye, and I saw the old games categories, which is one of my favorites. So I came up with this idea. So I got my two favorite contestants. My lovely wife, Katie, will be team one. And Adam Apex will be team two.
Yep.
So here's how we're going to modify this for our podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick a random card from the Scattergories deck. For anyone that's played Scattergories, you know what they look like. If you haven't, a Scattergories card...
Go buy Scattergories
and play
it. There's
12 topics, so like things on a safari. You roll a dice, and whatever letter lands up, you have to answer with that letter. So how we're going to play this rapid-fire round is I'm going to pick a random card, and I'm going to let somebody pick a number. Whatever that number is, we roll the dice. You go back and forth until somebody can't answer within 10 seconds.
Yep.
Okay? You guys both understand?
Yep. And so I feel like, I don't know, we'll see how many rounds.
We'll see how long you guys go. Depending on the topic, it could go really quickly or terrible.
Are you going to use this category's timer, or are you're just going to...
Nope. I'll count in my head, and if you guys take longer than 10 seconds, we'll buzz it and we'll move on. All right.
I respect that.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Contestant number one. Go ahead and pick a card.
You pick the card, I get to pick the number.
Scattergories list six. Mm. Contestant number two, pick a number. Between 1 and 12.
Eight.
Eight. Historical figures.
Oh my goodness. When we say historical, it's like presidential.
Anyone from history.
Fame.
Doesn't have famous? To be United States. Any historical figure.
It can be famous, though.
Sure.
It's like historical. It can be like Tom Cruise. That's a celebrity.
He's not a historical figure.
That's what I mean. Yeah, but it can't be a celebrity.
That's Ben in it. Are we ready? We're going to roll.
All right.
Here we go. The letter is O. O.
A historical figure? Are you...
Contest number one. Are you ready?
No. This is a punishment.
We'll switch.
This is a punishment.
Are you ready? All right.
This is a punishment.
I know zero people.
And historical figures, letter O. Go.
You start or I start?
You do.
I go? All right, I'll start. Okay. All right, so, okay, historical figures with an O.
Think of someone that's just the president.
Obama.
Yeah, okay, Obama. So that's her answer. You go. Okay, so you get Obama. Obama, comma,
this
Barack.
This is going swimmingly.
All right. All right, you said Obama. I will say Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne. That's a good one.
Oh, my God.
That's a double O.
That's a double O. Double O.
2 points.
This is hard, but well, contestant number one is thinking. Everyone, please enjoy the Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh, Oprah.
Did I hear a whisper of Oprah?
No.
Okay, Oprah Winfrey.
I feel like that's not history, though, because there's so...
Well, this is what historical... At this point, Tom Cruise is historical.
Yeah, that's we're going okay. Very loose.
Yeah, loosey-goosey. All right, historical...
This is a tough... Yeah, 5 seconds.
Okay. Orville Redenbacher.
Orville
Redenbacher. Is that a real person?
He's the popcorn guy. Orville Redenbacher.
All right, we'll accept it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I had to sound out the O, and I came up with Orville Redenbacher.
Right. What about Orville Wright?
One of the Wright brothers?
Yeah.
Damn it, and he's historical. Wow. Not the popcorn guy.
No.
okay. Who's I know what the name is, but I don't know who this person is. Ozzie Newsome? What is
the hell is that?
That's a person.
Oh, sure.
I'm gonna have to Google this after.
And Ozzie
Newsome.
Why?
I knew Ozzie because I said Ozzie Osbourne.
I have no idea.
Ozzie Newsome. Okay, I'm gonna go.
5 seconds. We need a real answer.
Orange.
Orange.
And
that's
it's over.
The
that's
time.
The game. That's the game.
That goes to Katie. So keep
round
it
one point.
So she's up 1-0.
That is. Yeah.
All right, your turn to pick.
This
a
is
card.
Tougher than I thought. Okay.
Well, depending on the category,
yeah.
It can be like,
and the letter.
You know. All right. So this time you get to pick the number. So this is categories list 10. Mm.
Two.
Number two. Song titles.
Oh.
Like
song
music.
Titles.
Okay.
Like yes, like music.
Music. All right.
The letter.
No.
Oh, no.
Right, no, we're not doing O again.
The letter is. Oh no.
Oh, come on.
Letter is P. The letter is P.
And this is a song title.
Song title, letter P. You are up first. Adam Apex, go.
Pimps and Hoes.
Pimps
and Hoes. It's got to be something from like... Pimpin' Ain't Easy. Pimps and Hoes from Snoop Dogg.
Oh, Peaches and Cream.
Oh, damn it.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Wait, Peaches and Cream, who sings it?
Peaches and Cream.
Yeah, like men's, boys to men.
Okay,
maybe,
so, okay, no, but the reason I asked that is because I'm going to say Peaches, and that's the President of the United States.
Oh.
Didn't No Doubt also sing
Paul? Yeah,
something.
They might have.
Pretty by Beyonce.
Ooh.
That's a song?
It's new.
Okay.
Yeah. I just heard it.
I'm
today.
Not on But My Beyonce.
No, me neither.
Okay.
I'm actually not really.
Ooh, you got 5 seconds.
Oh boy. Okay, I got this. Here we go. It is People's. I'm stalling for time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's over. It's over. Contestant one.
She won a
that's
pretty
hard.
That's 2-0. That's 2-0. All right.
That's hard,
pick
man.
Pick card. All right. Categories list 7.
I got to get on the board here.
Yeah, you got to get
I number 5.
Number 5. Kinds of candy.
This
one
will
be
a little
bit.
I got
depending
this.
On the
this
letter. This will
kinds or brands?
Kinds of candy.
Both,
I so
guess.
I would accept brands.
Both.
Kinds.
Okay.
F is kind of a shitty letter. Oh.
Yeah.
Roll again.
Yeah, roll. Let's roll again.
I don't like F.
I don't like F either.
L?
Let's go L.
L? Alright, we'll go
on.
All right.
Sure.
Letter O, kinds of candy. Katie's up first. Go.
Lollipop.
Nice.
Licorice.
Laffy Taffy.
I
can
think of it. This is not your game.
This is not my game. Lime... Chewies. that's probably doesn't Chewies. Count.
Oh man,
I'm gonna give you
a
lime Chewies. Thank you.
Lemon drops.
Lemon drops. That's my answer.
Lemon heads.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Right
me?
Back to you.
Lemon Airheads. Lemon. No, not lemon airheads. Lemon. Lemon. Warheads. Lemon flavor.
Warhead starts with a W.
Yeah, but it's a lemon warhead. Okay, this is like real categories. I'm cheating. I'll come up with a different one. Licorice pipe. Licorice pipe.
Oh, okay. All
right. What?
Yeah, like the little, it looks like a pipe, but it's licorice. Licorice pipe.
I mean, you already said licorice.
But... I mean... Okay. L's a... L's hard.
Yeah, L's tough. Okay, I'm gonna throw a wrench in it. We're switching letters. I. Go.
I.
Yep. Kinds of candy with I. We're gonna keep this one alive.
I's
terrible.
Ice terrible.
B.
B, here we go. Got it. I got this.
Me?
Yeah. It rhymes with fubble gum.
I wonder what that could be. I'm gonna guess bubble gum.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I will say. Oh boy. Birdie Botts' beans, right?
Oh,
Birdie
Harry Botts. Potter?
Harry Potter.
I'll
Birdie Botts'
it.
Beans.
I'll accept it.
What about the box? Like B-A-C-H. Is that a
brand? Yeah, that's a brand. That's a brand. That's a brand.
Yeah.
Okay. But a Butterfinger.
Oh, I love Butterfinger.
Yeah, those are good. Bar of chocolate?
I mean, it's a kind of candy, so I'm gonna give it to her. Bazooka gum.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That is a good one. Blow pop.
Oh, that's a good one. Too. Blow pops. Barnaby's. That could be a brand.
Beeswax. 5 seconds.
Oh god. Barks root beer barrels.
That was a buzzer beater. That was a buzzer beater.
Okay.
That's a Barks root beer barrel. I'm trying to think of my next one as Katie thinks, because this is super hard. Oh, I got it. I got one.
You got one?
No pressure.
Oh, I just thought of a good one. Who's a baseball player?
Oh, God. You know what I haven't had in a while? You know what I haven't had in a while?
Goonies. Think of Goonies.
Family Guy? Remember that episode?
He hit a lot of home runs.
Oh. But it's not B, Ruth.
Think of someone you rock to sleep and then a girl's name.
It rhymes with Phoebe Bruth.
Phoebe Bruth.
You guys.
Time's running up. You got an answer?
No.
All right. Time. So Adam Apex.
I got my first one.
What I was thinking was Babe Ruth's.
Oh,
Baby Ruth.
Yes. Yeah.
What did you have?
I was going to say bubble tape.
Oh.
Remember bubble tape?
Yeah.
All right. So it's 2-1.
Right? What a terrible card
that
is.
Yeah, I have two. Right.
Yeah. All what right. are we at here? So we're at two. Or...
Whose turn is it to pick the card?
Oh, you pick it.
I think it's his.
No, your turn.
10:52. Okay, here we go. All
right, you pick the number.
Are they? Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay.
1 through 12.
Nine.
Number 9. Street names.
Are you?
Oh, this could go forever.
I mean, I know a lot. I'm a big street name aficionado.
Street names. Letter is... Do we have P?
Yeah, we did P.
Letter is N.
Ooh.
N.
I knew a P.
As in November.
Now I don't know an N.
You're up first. And go.
New York Avenue. I mean, do I have to prove it's a real street?
I mean, how? There has to be a New York Avenue somewhere.
Yeah.
Nebraska Avenue.
We're just going to go through states and...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I thought of a candy with an N.
What?
Nabisco? Well, that's a cracker.
They make candy.
Like
100 grand
stuff. Is that Nabisco?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Street names N. I'm trying to think of Monopoly. New Jersey Lane. I just feel like we're saying...
Once we get through states, it's going
to
get real hard.
I hope someone, like, Googles all this to see if we're right.
Oh, yeah, there's got to be a New Jersey Lane.
Farm animals would have been a fun one.
Ooh, yeah, let's do
that. Let's
do that.
Let's swap it out. Yeah, farm animals, farm and we're going to.
I mean, it's our podcast. We'll do what we want.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We're going to switch to farm animals.
Farm animals.
Names. We're going to start out. Farm animals, go.
With for N?
Let's reroll.
With a new letter. W.
I've got this. No, I got it. It's farm animals. You don't see a lot of. Right? Is it farm animal?
Yeah.
Do I get to go first?
Forget the letter. Just name a farm animal.
Wilbur the pig.
Go.
Aww.
Oh, that was good.
That is a good one.
That's the only one I think we'll get for W.
Just name a farm animal. Forget the letter.
Just name a farm animal?
Woolly mammoth.
On a farm.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sure.
Pigs.
Pigs.
Horse.
Horse.
Cows.
Cow.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Rabbit.
What?
Yeah. I mean...
They rabbit? Do have caged rabbits at the zoo.
Yeah.
Goat.
Goat.
I like goats.
Oh. Like a bull?
Hmm?
Bull?
Oh, yeah.
A duck.
Common.
Tried to milk your cow. We don't have a cow. We have a bull. Duck?
I said duck, yeah.
Goose?
Sheep.
You said horse. Lamb.
Cat.
Dog.
Chicken egg.
Did you
just
say
egg.
Goose egg?
Oh boy. This is spiraling.
What are other farm animals?
I'm trying to think of. Did we say what?
Swan.
Swan farm?
Emu.
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 Oh, what's that? Alpaca.
Oh, llama.
Are you kidding me? Rooster.
Fish? Koi fish?
On a farm. Koi fish farm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sheep.
He said sheep.
Mm.
Pork. I can't think of. Oh boy, how about turkey?
Turkey,
alright.
Think of something you ride that's not a horse.
A donkey?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, donkey. Yeah, donkey. Donkey. Yeah.
Then you can.
Sure.
Bird.
Was that a question?
Bird? Bird?
Oh, man.
Birds?
I mean,
I mean, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Wow.
This is hard. I mean,
I think we named
whoever
them
earns
all.
This card.
Yeah. All right. Who's got one left? Next person to name one wins.
Mm.
But it has to be a real one.
Oh my god, what's on a farm? Sheepdog.
Do we accept it? Sheepdog? Alright, we'll count.
Two to two!
All right, two to two. Alright, so we need one more for a tiebreaker. So I'm just gonna pick one.
What tiebreaker?
LarrySinger.com, everybody.
Here we go.
This is brought to you by.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go with list 15, number one, things at a zoo.
Oh, okay.
Things at a zoo.
Because this can be pretty.
Anything. It doesn't say animal.
We're following the letter protocol this time?
Yeah. Yep.
And the letter is B, so this will be decent. Things at a zoo. We're going to hold the timer since this is the tiebreaker. Things at a zoo. I believe it is Katie's turn to go first. And go.
Baboons.
Bees.
Boys.
Hmm. Boys?
Yeah. Like children.
Yeah. All of ours.
Yeah.
All of ours. All
ours.
Five of them.
Yeah.
Barn animals.
Beer.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We did want to go
doesn't
on beer night.
Yeah,
beer night.
Yeah.
Brew at the zoo.
Yeah.
Brew at the zoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello, go on.
What's that?
You're bad at this.
I'm really bad at this. Brown bear. Brown bear, baby. Back in the game.
Oh.
We could have have gone with just bear.
I could have. I had to get really specific. That was I was thinking of the book.
We'll
brown bear.
For the rest of the bears.
Yeah.
Oh, can we go panda bear?
That's not a
bear. Oh, okay, fine.
Oh, but it, okay, but it is a type of bear. It's a type of bear.
But it's a pea bear, I guess.
Pooh bear? There'll be pooh bear in it.
Ooh, babies.
You're right, babies. Dang it. I'm trying to think of, like, the technical names. Oh.
Just think of any time we've gone to the zoo.
Ooh, I have like a bunch of good ones.
Pardon? I have no good ones. How about beetles?
Bathroom.
Oh, I see what we're doing here. That's anything at the zoo.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Balloon animals.
Ooh. Bats.
Ooh.
Chicago.
Nobody said anything about a bat.
Oh. Ballroom, you know, the
like to dance in,
sure. Bath, zoo parties, you dance at the, no. You dance at the zoo ballroom. Okay, so
think back to animals.
Barabbas, is that an animal?
Think of the Indian name for buffalo.
Oh, buffalo. I'm gonna go on a limb.
I meant to say
buffalo.
I meant to say Tatanka, and I said buffalo.
Oh, I love it. That's perfect. Whoops. Do they have buffalo? Yeah, they do have buffalo. Yeah.
Bench.
Damn it, Katie. It's bathrooms and benches. I mean.
That's why we go to the zoo.
Barks root beer. At the concessions.
You and your root beer.
Barks root beer.
Bathroom. Did I already say
you
that?
You said the bathroom.
Birds.
Bird show auditorium.
Ooh. How many of those do we sit through?
Yeah, lots. Oh, I got one. It's over now.
Bert the zookeeper.
Bert does live. Sure Bert the somewhere. Zookeeper does live there. Like I'm gonna go bald eagle.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Remember,
this
is the winning.
This.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Bicycle?
If you ride your bike to the zoo?
So if you ride your bicycle to the zoo, then you need to park it in the bike rack.
And
if you're rich, you take your Beamer to the zoo.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Let's think inside the zoo.
And then, okay, you drive your Beamer to the zoo and you park in the bear lot.
We already said bear. Come on.
Ooh, I have a good one.
All right, I said bear lot. Go for it.
Bronze statue.
Brown statue?
Bronze.
Bronze. I was going to say bronze. Dang it. Okay.
I'm still on animals and you guys I
feel like there's some sort of like aquatic.
We have another good one.
Blowfish.
Brats.
Brats? Like
yeah,
a hot
you
dog?
Eat them.
Keep in the water. Just think bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Brontosaurus Rex statue of the prehistoric area.
No.
Yeah, Brontosaurus Rex. Brontosaurus Rex.
Brontosaurus
Rex.
Dinosaurs many times. Right,
we'll accept it.
Bull shark.
Bull S. You're right. I hate sharks.
I hate bull sharks.
That's
probably why you didn't think of it.
Beehive.
I guess,
John. When they showed like the honeycombs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know Wheel of Fortune had this many themes? Yeah, this is like
5 seconds.
Oh no. Beach hat.
Yeah, you've worn a beach hat to the zoo.
Yeah.
I like it.
I've worn a beach hat to the zoo. I'm kidding. Beach towel.
That could very well be. Oh. Did you already say bison? Did we already say that?
Well, no.
Technically,
they're different.
I said the.
You said buffalo.
Yeah.
So bison. Well,
the bison. That's different. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right.
I'm gonna give a few more animals.
What?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not on the hot seat. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, that's true. I can think of a few animals.
I mean,
somebody's in the background giving hints.
Yeah.
Via hands.
The Brachiosaurus.
No, statue. They're not alive.
I mean, they're two different dinosaurs. Brontosaurus. Statue. Brontosaurus.
It's impressive.
Brontosaurus and Brachiosaurus. 5 seconds. Brachiosaurus. Beach towel. Beach hat. She's like, Brachiosaurus. Beach hat. Or bald zookeeper? Or what was his name?
Bert.
Bert's bald.
All right, to rein it in, we're going to go to just animals from here on out.
What?
Yeah.
Barking dog?
No.
Oh, God, thank you. That's perfect.
Bengal tiger?
Bengal tiger?
Bangled. Isn't that what it's
a Bengal tiger.
Oh.
We'll accept it.
All right. I'm going to go beluga whale.
At a zoo?
SeaWorld.
I thought that was his name.
No, it's a type.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, beluga baby. Killer. Yeah, baby beluga. Baby beluga.
Beluga the killer. blue dolphin?
No. I mean, probably. We'll go blue dolphin.
How about
a dorsophin? Well, we'll accept. Yeah. We'll accept. Are you giving
bottlenose dolphin?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. We'll accept it. Boy, after that, I'm almost done.
Brown what?
Clearly not getting hints. 5 seconds.
Babe the Blue Ox, not an animal. That's a fictional animal.
And I don't think he's at the zoo.
We're going. Here we go. Here it comes. This is it. It's the.
Oh, I have a good one.
It's the what?
Big horned owl.
It's actually a great horned owl. All right, for the win, what do you have, Katie?
Both.
Huh? Boat?
Yeah, those little boats that you pedal around in the lake.
All right. Katie wins.
You win.
I mean, it was probably a stretch.
Yeah, it was good.
Congratulations. All right.
3-2. Katie wins.
That was a good game. I like that. What are we going to call this?
Rapid Fire Scategories.
Yeah. All right. Well, this concludes Rapid Fire Scategories.